Thank you, El Morial. It is I, Kutumi. I am delighted as the overseer of the ray of wisdom and love to be present with you. And I hope to engage with you often in these next sessions, especially as you integrate this seventh dimensional light template. But I would like to speak to you about the importance of the first four chakras. You know, we will never leave that dynamic functioning, especially of the first four chakras, as long as you are embodied in a physical body. The complete functioning of those first four chakras are so important because they are the chakras that create the energetic experience of life as you live it in a physical form. Even though you're changing that form dramatically as we move along using the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, you still have to engage those first four chakras at the more refined level to support the human body's energetic system and the unified field of that system, so that it will support the consciousness of the light body. And that consciousness of the light body is dependent on the complete functions of those first four chakras. Without those chakras spinning at that more refined, amplified rate, encompassing the autonomic color coding system within each one of them, the triads cannot function at that magnificent rate that is demanded through that sixth and seventh dimensional light template. And the refinement through the electromagnetic field that is being created by you as you change and alter your body, as you changed your consciousness so the body consciousness could follow your attention points, and therefore the body was slowly beginning to change. So those first four chakras, as you can imagine, are very important. That's what grounds you into the earth's energy. That's what grounds you into Mother Earth and brings both the earth and you into those more refined levels of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. It prohibits you from engaging in that flight-fight syndrome continually, because you have altered it into that fifth dimension of choice. You have altered it into a more complexity in which you choose your thoughts and your emotions because of the amplification that is being received through those templates. And the emotional body is changed dramatically. The emotions that you are using consist more consistently now. You don't have to think about, you just engage in them. The anger is less prevalent, drops away. The doubt, the judgment. You know when you're in judgment. And you don't judge the judgment. You sit there and you look at it and you say, oh, I see that. I'm judging. And you change it immediately because of the engagement of those autonomic light codes that help you alter these things immediately. The the way in which you use your thoughts consistently. These are the things that you need to notice, beloveds. Notice the changes that you are creating. They're dynamic and they're quick. Look how quick you have absorbed just in the last three teachings, three significant pieces of that six-dimensional light template. You are to be congratulated. The sovereignty that you are creating in the body is so important because it's what runs that third chakra, the will and power. You cannot have true power in your life experience until you have engaged that six-dimensional light template so that the intentions and the thoughts that you think and the emotions that you use are conscious. And you are doing it. You are creating sovereignty in the mental-emotional body because of the amplification of that body through the interface of that six-dimensional light template. It's massive. It's powerful. Do you fall short? Of course. But you know what? You learn from those failings and you get right back up. You shake yourself off and you say, yes, I remember. It's this way. And you make the correction immediately. Beautiful to observe the changes that you are creating in the body. This is so important for you to recognize how capable you have become and how you are using that power center. You are drawing on that solar energy, not just solar energy, but the energy of the central sun. You are drawing the electromagnetics that are needed to amplify the entire system. And you are using the vagus nerve more proficiently. It has such a profound effect on your emotions, has a profound effect on the way you are able to choose the thoughts that you consistently think. I could go into a great deal of teaching around this vagus nerve and the importance of that neurological stimulation that is now occurring because of this six-dimensional integration, this light template integration that you have accomplished thus far. But I will leave it for your investigation. As a teacher of light, it's important that I teach you to discover for yourself. And in that discovery, there is great joy, and I would never take that from you. So it is in that discovery, as you investigate, as you talk about in your groups, and as you use the different ways in which that vagus nerve operates, you discover how you can make changes in the body. How changes are automatically made in the body through the mental-emotional body and through the interface of that six-dimensional light template that is carried within that operation of the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve starts the high point of the brain and travels through the heart, changing the sacred heart complexity and also opening that communication between the heart and the brain. It also stimulates that solar plexus, the gut, stimulates the awareness within the solar plexus, the feelings, the emotions that emanate from that solar plexus, from the gut, how important it is to pay attention to that center, which has practically been ignored, especially in that third dimension, because you did not have complete choice. And so therefore, that center was used inappropriate to dominate. Now, it is completely altered in the presence of the six-dimensional light template. It's completely altered in the color codes, in the sovereignty that you have achieved in the mental, emotional body, in the presence and the function of that vagus nerve that then supplies the communication between the brain, the sacred heart, the physical heart, the electrical charges of the brain and the physical heart, and the stimulation of the gut response or the solar response from that higher state of consciousness. When you direct your attention points to these key points, the brain, the heart, both the physical and the sacred heart, and the gut, at that more refined autonomic function, the body consciousness follows it and thus creates it. So we cannot negate in any way, shape, or form any part of this equation. The spiritual, the neurological, the physical, so that all is brought into a coherent, unified function that supports the light body, that supports the spirit of who you are, the divinity of who you are, functioning in matter, changing matter to a much different vibration and frequency range. This is what you are doing, beloveds. And we are so delighted to see your progress. We will continue with these teachings until the end of the year. And again, we stress to you to not be concerned about this 3 months of quiet time. We will create with you guidelines to help you navigate and get the most out of this time of solitude and quietness so that you can absorb and come forth renewed as the spring approaches to create in ways that you had never, ever thought of. And we are so anxious to see how you are able to use these 3 months to discover more of who you are as that individual creative being of light. And the discovery, if you will allow yourself this discovery, will be magnificent and joyful. So take these things in consideration. Do your homework. Explore a little bit about the brain, the neurology, about that vagus nerve and the various ways in which it affects your physicality. And always keep in mind that that six-dimensional influence now is creating a different function of that vagus nerve to be the full complement neurologically, physiologically, and spiritually.